What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. As we all know, a thoroughly enraged man can turn anything, and I do mean anything, into an instrument of destruction. Like the man in this article, that was published on the 9th of May, 2024. Man jailed for life for offlining his wife with a skateboard. Yes, gentlemen, you heard me correctly. This guy did the deed with a skateboard. Talk about going straight up caveman. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man who terminated his wife with a skateboard and blamed his loss of control on medication has been jailed for life. Olubunmi Abudunde, 48, admitted to offlining Taiwo Abudunde, who suffered quote-unquote catastrophic brain injuries on November 28th last year. Ipswich Crown Court heard quote-unquote a degree of ferocity was involved in her deletion at the couple's family home on Exning Road. Abudunde must spend a minimum of 17 years in prison before he can be eligible for parole. The court heard on November 27th, the day before Mrs. Abudunde's deletion, the couple had a domestic incident and Mr. Abudunde was arrested. All right, gentlemen, I think we can have the motivation right there, or what finally set him off. As per bail conditions, he was ordered not to contact his spouse. Ah, yes, the old piece of paper that women believe is a force shield to protect them from a man that they've thrown into the system, the restraining order. The following morning, Mr. Abudunde traveled to the family home to retrieve a mobile phone at about 9 o'clock BST, the court heard. Mrs. Abudunde, a mother of three, had been working overnight as a healthcare assistant and had been on her way back home. Prosecutor Stephen Spence, KC, told the court Mr. Abudunde was aware of his wife's shift pattern and CCTV showed she arrived back home at around 0912. Quote unquote, only the defendant now knows what happened, Mr. Spence said. The court was told that two officers had arrived at the property at about 0920 to speak with Mrs. Abudunde about the previous day's domestic incident. The officers repeatedly knocked on the door and notified them of their presence, but got no response, nor heard any calls for help, Mr. Spence told the court. However, between 40 and 50 quote-unquote thuds could be heard, believing it to be Mr. Abidunde attacking his wife. Officers were given clearance by senior police officers to enter the property at 0945, the court was told. When they entered the front door, they immediately found the lifeless carcass of Mrs. Abidunde with her skull smashed in, Mr. Spence said. A postmortem examination found Mrs. Abidunde suffered quote unquote catastrophic brain injuries. She also had injuries that were consistent with her body being stomped on. Not only did he ride the skateboard Tony Hawk style, he also decided to do a river dance as well. As well as being hit with a skateboard. This had been found at the property covered in blood and fragments of skull. The court was told that the victim was also strangled. Man, he went for the gusto. As Mr. Spence addressed the court, the defendant could be heard sobbing from the dock. During mitigation, Judge Martin Levitt said that it was also, quote unquote, surprising that Mr. Abidunde had taken 30 minutes to find the mobile phone once in the house. Quote unquote, it seems to me that he was waiting for a confrontation, he told the court. There is no debate that there was not going to be a confrontation in my view. Mrs. Akadulu said Abidunde, quote unquote, was a very well-respected man both here in the UK and in Nigeria, where the couple previously moved from. He had been a local counselor in Nigeria and had a local street in the country named after him. The court heard the couple had a history of, quote unquote, frequent disputes over bills and money with some low-level violence involved. Let's go ahead and put a pin right there. Ms. Akadulu told the court that, quote unquote, not a day will go by that Mr. Abidunde will not regret the misery that he has caused. Well, well, well. So, I want to talk about that low level of violence that was involved, which meant, guess what? She was not a victim. More than likely, she was also a participant at some point. But as we all know, people love to say, oh my God, you can't victim blame. Well, you're not a victim if you are an active combatant in a domestic violation situation. No. Mm-mm. So my question is, what was the domestic violation incident that got this man arrested that set him off? As we all know, gentlemen, women have no problems using police for proxy violence in their favor. So pretty much at that point, he decided, okay, all right, you want to go ahead and get the people involved? All right. To me, that is a declaration of war. And guess what? I'm coming with destruction on my mind. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their family home. Even though she had a restraining order for him not to go home, he went home anyway. So on this occasion, I'm going to give that a 15. Method of execution. The skateboard of scorn. I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. They came in. They saw a bashed in, scalded person. So I'm going to give that a 60. For the brutality factor, like I said, he choked her out, did a river dance, and did it in with the skateboard, Tony Hawk style. I wonder if he did a couple of kickflips on the way out. So I'm going to give that a 50. And of course, for the uniqueness factor, this is definitely the first HMT that I've done with a skateboard being the weapon used to dispatch the person. So I'm going to give that a 20. So Olubunmi, the Annihilator, Abidunde gets a score of 190. Gentlemen, going back to what I first said with this video, women truly do not understand just how much a man's rage can send him over the edge. And the fact that we can use anything that we get our hands on as a weapon. Now, as we all know, women have no problems introducing weapons into domestic violence situations either. Why? Because, they're always looked at as the victim. Could she have not been the perpetrator? Could she have not said or did something that set this man off? You can't say that because that's victim blaming. No. It's called asking the appropriate questions. It's not giving the woman the presumption of innocence like society wants to do all the time. No. Unless this dude was just absolutely batshit insane, there was definitely something that she said or did that set the ball rolling with the first bit of domestic violation. Now, they have a history of it already. So the question is, what happened this time? Once again, nobody cares about a man's pain or suffering until he finally explodes and gets violent. And then it's, oh my God, why didn't you say something? Yeah, right. Whatever happened, like the prosecutor said, hey, only he knows. And more than likely, he's not going to talk. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think drove this man over the edge for him to initially catch a violence charge and for him to finally just snap out and say, nope, she gotta go? And for all you women out there who think that getting a protective order is gonna be some sort of force shield or cloak of invincibility to keep that man off of you, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power you think that the little piece of paper is going to give you, the power you think that the police have to just instantly come to you out of the blue, that always goes out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to be able to have that police force on standby to protect you or to enact violence in your stead, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies around the world, no matter what country you're in, you need to understand that the police are only a reactionary force. They come after whatever that man decided to do to you, he has done. So y'all better get this through your thick damn skulls, even though I know you won't. You won't do it. But yeah, when you threaten a man with the police, that man might decide to go ahead and, put you 6 feet deep. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out. Welcome.
Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.